The opponents of the single-payer system estimate the cost, based upon the Mercatus study, at $32.6 trillion over 10 years, or $3.26 trillion per year. This number has been presented in a vacuum, leading one to conclude that this is a totally new cost with no offsets. Actually, it's simply fake news and is a misrepresentation by omission, leaving the public unable to debate the cost. Please bear with me as I provide a recitation of numbers to set the discussion on a balanced course. In 2016, according to the Center for Medicare Services, CMS, the federal government and private expenditures included the following. Medicare, $672 billion. Medicaid, $565 billion. Private insurance, $1.123 trillion. Out-of-pocket expense, $352 billion. And a number which impacts the medical cost spectrum is uncompensated care in the amount of $123 billion. CMS projects the cost of total health care, regardless of who's paying, in 2026 to be $5.7 trillion per annum. In order to do an appropriate comparison, one has to add up the current expenditures, which total $2.712 billion, versus the projected $3.2 trillion per year by Mercatus, leaving a gap of $500 billion. The debate about Medicare for All is really a euphemism for a single-payer system. And given the fact that there have been ongoing significant increases in healthcare costs, there are clearly reasons to look at ways to gain some level of control over these costs. It's also important to note that the $2.7 trillion number assumes no growth in 2017 and 2018, which we all know is not the case. So it is likely that both numbers would increase, and the question is, would they increase at the same rate and in the same amounts so as to leave the relative spread the same? The failure of opponents to provide comparative data, and surprisingly, the failure of proponents to do the same, leaves me both baffled and disturbed. The development of a plan which would provide care for all is certainly, in my view, a worthy goal. There have been innumerable attempts to control healthcare costs, including the ACA, which has, in fact, not done the job. I voted for the bill when in Congress, but strongly urged many changes to it as we saw it unfold and not accomplish its intended goals. We need to have a meaningful discussion about how the cost factors can be woven together to produce a plan resulting in better care while containing cost. The other side of the aisle is unwilling to take steps to improve care as they focus solely on cost. Nor have they been clear with the public that the repeal of Obamacare would eliminate health care for millions, increase costs for providers as they would have to deliver care to people who had no insurance, and most of the proposals they have offered fail to properly explain what the downside and risks of their proposals are, large deductibles and copays. Insurance companies may be upset by a single-payer program since it would eliminate a profitable market for them. We know that Medicare has many private supplemental plans that are offered by the insurance industry, including essentially a replacement for Medicare. There is no reason not to structure Medicare for All in the same fashion that the current Medicare system is structured, with the possible exception of having to provide some additional supplemental coverage for those who could not afford a supplemental plan. So that might be dealt with using a means-tested system. This would be easy to verify through an individual's tax returns, and if in fact an individual misrepresented their economic status, that could be used to impose appropriate penalties. In this instance, we would need to include all income of the taxpayer as part of this calculation, including wages, Social Security, dividends, interest, both taxable and non-taxable, capital gains, and Schedule C income. It's obvious that we need to have a discussion that is based upon facts, not what amounts to scare tactics indicating that people's taxes would have to be doubled, when in fact the spread is $500 million, which converts to nothing close to the doubling of taxes. Further, it's my belief that if properly administered, we could lower the cost to the federal government over time and improve the health care of our citizens along the way. This would take a great deal of work, study, analysis, and the current nemesis, compromise.